A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that the internet is just buzzing about right now.
Wow. I don't think that's true, but I sure hope it is. My name is Devin. That over there is Gunner.
Yep, I'm here.
He's here, just lying up a storm to kick off the podcast today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of lying, coming up later, we got some bullshit. I got two conspiracy theories. One is real. One is, well, by real, I found it on the internet.
Yeah.
I always have to preface that because I don't know what's real and what's fake.
It is a conspiracy theory that is out there on the internet. People believe in this.
And the other one I completely made up.
Yep.
And you have to determine which is which. Now, before we get into your stuff, where are we at with the score here? Do you know? Do you still have the score sheet over there?
Yep. I have 17 and you have 12.
Okay. 17,
which I think
12.
If there's any thing that we can learn from this.
Yeah.
It's mostly just surprising we made it through 29 episodes. This is episode 30.
Wow, look at that. We should get a trophy.
Who's going to give us a trophy?
I don't know. I feel bad if we had to buy our own. Like,
we should find out if we actually have listeners on this.
Yeah, we'll look
we
into
really
it.
We really have yet to dive into that.
Yeah, and if you listen to it, you know, feel free to send us a participation ribbon because we're millennials, you know.
And find us on Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie. Follow along and, of course, make sure you are subscribing.
Absolutely. So what do you got for us today, Dev?
Today, we are going to dive into one of my favorite... I love everything that is about, aliens and the sea.
Okay, see, I love this.
And we're diving into the sea today.
Okay, we're diving into the sea.
Specifically, Atlantis.
Oh, see, I love this. Atlantis. Now, just the other day, I started watching the... I was watching Justice League, the movie, because I watched Batman versus Superman for the first time. Honestly, I just wanted to see if Ben Affleck made a good Batman. Turns out he's okay.
I was super surprised by that.
Me too. Yes. I thought he was going to suck, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this. And then I watched Justice League. And then there's Aquaman, right? There's Aquaman. They're talking about Atlantis. So I can't wait to see.
Have you seen Aquaman, the movie?
No, I haven't.
It was so good.
The thing is, I can't watch it. My wife thinks Jason Momoa is so hot. Well, maybe that will turn around. I'm going to watch it with my wife this weekend.
You probably should. Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I probably should. That will get things moving.
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay, so there's six theories based around Atlantis.
Okay.
There's six main conspiracy theories, and we're going to do a little education here.
Okay, I love this.
The first one is that Atlantis was a mid-Atlantic continent that suddenly sunk into the ocean. So right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, okay? Okay, so the idea that it was an actual historical place and not just invented by Plato and just totally made up actually didn't surface till the late 19th century. Doesn't that seem... recent?
Okay, but here's the thing.
I thought this was something that had been around forever.
Now, I could see something like this happening. Honestly, I don't think, sinking into the, I don't think it sunk. What happened probably, if that is real, I bet the ocean level rose a little bit or something like that. It rises and goes down. So I could see something like that where there was this flourishing, colony of people on this island and everything's good and they're doing all this stuff. They have it all built up and then maybe the sea did rise up and some of them got off on ships and maybe the rest just, drowned. I don't know.
And as unrealistic as that one seems, this is one nobody can prove because no one can prove this stuff.
Okay.
The Atlantis was swallowed up by the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, see,
I love this one.
See, the Bermuda Triangle in general just confuses me. I know we've talked about it. We've touched base on it a little bit, but...
It's a lot closer to the United States than I realized.
Yeah, see,
also.
And at some point, the United States is going to be sucked into the Bermuda Triangle, and we're all just going to... Yeah. It's going to be like the TV show Lost, when the island disappears. Spoiler alert. At one point, the island, they turn a wheel, and the island just disappears.
Yeah. Oh, probably. So there's a writer named Berlitz.
Okay.
He claimed that Atlantis was a real continent located right off of the Bahamas, which, again, it seems so crazy because it's so close to the U.S., that had fallen victim to the notorious Bermuda Triangle, which is the region of the Atlantic where a number of ships have, disappeared, all the mystery around that. Supporters of this theory point to the discovery of what looks like man-made walls and streets that were found just off the coast of Bimini. Although scientists have evaluated the structures, found them probably not to be true, but who knows?
Okay, let me ask you this, because you keep saying continent of Atlantis. So how big are they saying this was? Because a continent, in my mind, it's like an island, right? It's not
so
a continent.
There's different theories.
Okay.
This next one will kind of explain that.
Okay, I love it.
Number three is that Atlantis was Antarctica.
Oh, see, there we go.
Okay, so the other theory is that it's actually a much more temperate version of what is now Antarctica, based on the work, of course, of these these writers. But this one is kind of featured around Albert Einstein. And they're saying that 12,000 years ago, the Earth's crust shifted, displacing the continent that became Antarctica from a location much further north than it is today. So it moved.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see that.
Yeah. This more temperate continent was home to an advanced civilization, but the sudden shift in its current frigid location doomed the civilization's inhabitants. Of course, they call them the Atlanteans.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Cool name.
I can actually see this because you can go back and, you know, you can Google this. I mean, and see like what the continents were like, you know, way back, you know, 100,000 years ago, everything was attached. Kind of like, so Antarctica was probably actually by the equator, right? So people are surviving there. Then it break, everything broke apart. Everything ended up where it ended up. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if Antarctica at one point was... This all makes sense to me. Okay, so there probably was a flourishing, you know, population going on. And then it shifts south and all of a sudden you have the, you know, nobody is prepared. Yep. Nobody's prepared for the temperatures down in Antarctica. Like, if it's at the equator originally and then it shifts down, everybody's like wearing their, you know, cheetah print suits or whatever they're wearing. Well, you know, I'm just thinking the Flintstones. Like, what were the Flintstones wearing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it shifts down to Antarctica. Nobody's got a polar bear they're ready to eat or, you know, cover up with.
Right.
Yeah, so they're screwed. They're totally fucked. They're done.
Wow.
They're toast.
It's just the most logical tidbit of information you've ever provided.
Tell me I'm not wrong, though. I'm not wrong.
Okay.
Well. If it shifts down and nobody's prepared for it, they're all going to freeze to death and then get covered in snow because now you're the South Pole.
Okay. Well, this one actually relates to something that's happened in the real world.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
The story of Atlantis was a mythical retelling of the Black Sea flood.
Okay. Well, tell me more.
Okay. So the theory presumes that Atlantis itself was fictional, but the story of its demise was inspired by an actual historical event, which is the breaching of the Bosporus by the Mediterranean Sea and the subsequent flooding of the Black Sea. So this was around 560 BC. At the time, the Black Sea was a freshwater lake, only half its current size. The flooding inundated civilization known to flourish along the shores. So there were people that were all over there and just took over that. As the people of the region scattered, they spread tales of the flood, essentially.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. Now, is there any... Okay, let me back up a little bit. Is there any proof that, like, Atlantis... Like, real proof? Like, have they found any, like, artifacts from Atlantis or, like...
If only there was a machine in front of me that would tell
me. Yeah, I just want to know, like, did they ever find, like, a mummified body or, like, any kind of, like, did they must have found some kind of coins or jewels or, I mean, you know, you talk about the underwater, you know, situations with roads and stuff. Like, okay, that's awesome stuff, and I believe that all exists, but have they ever found any artifacts? That's, you know, because I feel like they must, somebody must have found something at some point.
Well, I mean, a lot of people believe that Plato just made this all up.
Well, probably.
I'm on NationalGeographic.com.
Yeah, they would know. If
they did a story only 5 days ago.
Really?
On this. This is interesting.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so, of course, it wants you to send... Wants you to put in a... I don't want to put in my email.
Okay, so let's just make it up. So, do we think they ever found any artifacts, you know?
I have no idea.
I mean, because like, okay, let's say I find a gold coin that can be dated back to Atlantis, right?
Sure.
I don't know when Atlantis is, but you better believe that I'm going to take that gold coin found from Atlantis. I'm taking that on Pawn Stars and I'm selling it to Rick Harrison for like, you know, $45,000. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Well, yeah, either that or you take it to a museum because you can sell things in museums, I think. I don't know how
museums. You can.
You sell them to museums? Yeah.
I think so.
So if I like go on, like, okay, so then let me ask you this now. Now I'm going to back up again. Why don't people, like you say, underwater, there's a place they think is Atlantis with roads and little buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't they explore that more?
I mean, they definitely could. In this article that I found here, they are talking about how they talked here about how there's two continents. Of course, when the Earth was starting, everything was shifting.
Yeah.
So they're saying this was like about 140 million years ago.
Oh, God.
Is when the two continents began to collide. We're talking about over in Europe. Okay. So you're looking at Europe. It's in the southern part of Europe. So around like Italy, Greece, and the Baltics. They're saying in this area is where everything started to combine and part of the continent went underneath the other, essentially, around the Baltic Sea, which is just crazy. They say, like lost civilizations, they leave traces behind if you know how to look for them. And there are people who have gone out and are doing that, which is crazy.
Yeah, you know, we got to get on the train with that. We should.
They call it Earth's hidden eighth continent.
Dude, you and I, if we discovered Atlantis, do you know how famous we would become? Number one, we could get a Netflix documentary about it. We could be on Hulu. We could be, you know, dude, we'd be on CNN. We'd be on all the channels. Like, everybody'd be like, Gunnar and Devin, they found Atlantis. Now
how
watch
cool
their journey.
Be?
Dude, I'm, and then we'll find all the treasures and we'll hawk them off on Pawn Stars. That's what's up.
I was in that area last year, this time last year.
Well,
I was in Italy.
Well, you screwed up, dude. You should have Indiana Jones the shit out of this and found some stuff.
Yeah, that would have been ideal, right?
I know. I think so.
Okay, so we're moving on. Number five is Atlantis is the story. This is a weird one. I'm just going to say this one and we'll move on. Atlantis is the story of a Minoan civilization which flourished in the Greek islands circa 2500 through 1600 BC.
Yeah, see, I can believe that. Also, let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
I do believe something like that. Like, it was a flourishing thing, whatever, yeah. It disappeared. And also, I do feel like Plato did make it up, because why would anybody be talking about Atlantis if...
There would have to be a lot more proof.
There'd have to be more proof. Like, yeah. You know, I get it. But, like, here's the deal. I don't like the whole BC thing. Like, okay, Jesus. Like, that's when it all started, right? Like,
well, that's what our time is based on.
But it's so stupid, because time's been going on for millions and billions of years. So why couldn't we be...
It is crazy to me, too, that time just completely started over.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that about?
I know. I think that's insane.
Like, somebody decided one day, oh, we're... Right now, it's reset. It's
this
a reboot.
This is the beginning of time.
It's a reboot.
That's when church and state were not supposed to be so separate.
Sure.
Yeah, which is insane. So for this one, historians believe around 1600 BC, a massive earthquake took the volcanic island of Thera, triggering an eruption that spewed 10 million tons of rock, ash, and gas into the atmosphere.
Okay.
There were tsunamis that followed the eruption. They were large enough to wipe out these cities, these Minoan cities, throughout the region, and it was devastating, and that is how Atlantis sunk.
See, that makes sense, too. Like, I could see, like, a volcano going off causing something else to happen, and, yeah, like, total, like, natural disaster wiping it out.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that more than if it's real, I believe that more than I believe all this other shit.
Right, and the last one on here is that Atlantis, this is clearly the one that's probably correct. Atlantis did not exist at all. Plato completely invented it, because no trace of such a sunken civilization has ever been found.
Not gonna lie, like, why wouldn't you make it up? Yeah, I totally believe that too. Like, why wouldn't you make it up? All of a sudden you're like, I'm a philosopher and I'm gonna talk about Atlantis now. And everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about,
well,
bro?
Well, and can't you, like, I mean, realistically, can't the guy just make up a story and have it be a story?
Well,
like, people are now trying to find this.
Well, especially back in the day when there was no entertainment besides, like, entertainment like this, and people are, like, loving stories like that. Of course you can just make up whatever you want to make up.
Exactly. So we're keeping those short and sweet today.
Yeah, we're not gonna waste our time looking for
those Atlanta. Are the only things standing between me and Mexican food today, and that's how I feel.
I love that. Okay, well, yeah, I do have my bullshit over here.
All right.
You know, I'm going to hop on YouTube later on today and check out Atlantis and try to find it, because if I find it, I'm instantly rich, and maybe I'll share the wealth with you, Deb.
Oh, okay. Good luck to you.
All right, so I got two stories today. One is a conspiracy theory that I found on the internet. The other one I completely made up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the first story I'm going to talk about is Mount Rushmore is a cover-up. Mount Rushmore is a cover-up. Ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Mount Rushmore is one of the most popular tourist attractions in America, visited by up to 3 million people per year. While it is an amazing sight to see, you've been there, right?
I have.
Yeah, it's a great place. Great place to see. There's something more serious going on deep inside of it. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that there is a titanium door that leads deep into the mountain, where there is a chamber where the government, United States government, is hiding a secret government base that could be holding aliens.
Okay.
That's the first one, okay?
Okay.
Which... Isn't that pretty much the premise of National Treasure, the second one? Like, there's like...
There's a treasure under
there. There's gold under there.
Yeah.
You know? Great movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Shout out to National Treasure. You know,
Nicolas Cage.
We want to be in the third one, if there's a third
one. Wasn't there a third one being made?
I think there's a third one being made. They should have a fifth one by now.
Oh my gosh, I love those movies.
Me too. Okay, the next one is The Spy Squids. You ready for The Spy Squids? That's hard to say. Okay. Squids are giant creatures who lurk deep in the oceans and can grow to be about 33 feet long and typically swim about 1,000 feet below the surface of the ocean.
Okay.
While they have been photographed multiple times throughout history, they remain scarce and mostly unseen. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that while squids do exist, most most of them are actually robotic spies that are gathering information and spying on other countries. This all stems from one being found washed up on an island in Fiji that contained Chinese labeled chips in each of its tentacles. I almost said testicles there. Each of its tentacles and a camera where its brain would normally be.
Okay.
Yep, that's spy squids.
I already know.
Oh, God. Why? How? Which
one? I'm not going to tell you how. You made up the spy squids. I know you made it up, especially based on your face right now. You made it up. You're never going to beat me. You have a tell, and I saw it immediately. Immediately.
What was the tell?
I'm not going to tell you. Scores 18 to 12.
Listen, dude, here's the deal. I'm not going to play this game anymore.
Yes, you are.
Unless you tell me what my tell is.
No. No, when I get far enough ahead, it's 18 to 12. So when I get really far ahead, then I might start telling you again. But I knew what that one was right away.
Is it because of the way I said...
You did a good job making up the spy squid one, though.
Is it because I said... Is it the way I said there is a long-running conspiracy compared to... Fuck.
It's not how you said, like, or fluctuated a certain word.
What was it?
I love this. I love that you have a tell and you don't know what it is. And
I should never play poker with you.
It messes with you. Oh, you should never play poker with me. Huh. I also don't know how to play poker.
You don't know how to play poker?
No, but I've played it before, like... with like at the hunting cabin, so I could pick it up again pretty quickly.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what my tell is.
It's so fun that you don't know.
Also, we should go to Mount Rushmore and try to get inside of that titanium door.
How cool would that be? I remember the last time I was there, we drove by it this summer.
Yeah.
But we didn't stop. The last time I stopped was quite a few years ago. And I remember thinking about National Treasure and I was like, God, how cool would that be? I want to go and find like a National Treasure when they spill the water everywhere and they see like the eagle in the rock and that's where they have to put the arm in and it opens the secret area.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go find it. See, how cool would that be?
Now I want to go back and watch National Treasure this weekend. Not going to lie.
Do it.
I probably will. Well, yep. Dev, now that you've crushed my Friday.
Just ruined your day. I wanted to make this quick because we're going for Mexican food after this.
Here's the deal, though. Also, like when I was writing the spy squids and then I did the Mount Rushmore one, I literally said out loud in my office as I was printing it off, I'm like, she's going to know I made up the spy squids. I don't know why, but like the Mount Rushmore thing seems so obvious that this is actually a conspiracy. Like in my mind, I don't know what my tell is, but the stories.
It had nothing to do with the stories.
See, what's my tell? Tell me.
It has nothing to do with of topic.
I'm not wrapping up this podcast until you. I'm not wrapping this up until you tell me my tell.
I mean, I just have to stand up and leave.
Okay. Well, where can people
find? I'm going to get food. If you're not joining me, that's cool.
Okay. Where can people find this bullshit?
Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie. And of course, make sure you are subscribing.
Yeah, make sure to do it. Leave us a review, a 5-star review. Tell us what you like about it.
Tell us what you think Gunner's tell is, too.
Yeah,
because if you have any idea when you're listening out there, let us know what you think it is.
Yeah, because I need a clue here, man. Yeah. I have no idea. Anyway, with that, we'll be back next week, and we will see you.
Have a fantastic weekend.